Welcome back to GTMSP, episode 71. Yes, we have made it to 71. I am your host, Istu, aka Elijah. Anyways, this topic that we're gonna talk right now about, or I'm gonna talk to you guys about, is technology. Not just any technology. I'm gonna talk to you guys about technology, where it began to where it is now, to this point, date, and time. So, from the past to the present is pretty much what we're doing. Here we go! Modern technology has provided the way for modern functional devices like the smartwatch and the smartphone. Computers are increasingly faster, more portable, and higher power than ever before. With all of these revolution, technology has also made our lives easier, faster, better, and more fun. So, by learning that, that kind of gets us in a feline or mobile way to do something. Something that's like, I don't know, higher, or something that is out of the ordinary, or something that can actually help us with our, you know, point, time, and day of where it began all the way to now. Like I said, a lot of devices and technology has been invented, and it is so crazy and so wonderful on how it got started and how we are still using it today. When did technology begin? Nearly 2 million years ago, stone tools such as this are the first known technological invention. This is a chopping tool, and others like it are the oldest objects in the British Museum. Interesting. It comes from an early human campsite in the bottom layer of the deposit site. Yeah, the post site in Olduvan Grove, Tangier, whatever how you say that, TANZANIA. So yeah, when and where did technology start? Yeah, let's find out when and where technology started. The earliest driven advances of tools used were founded in I know something that can I mean, it won't be me, but it'll be something else. So, let's give it a try. Shall we? Shall we give it a try? I think we shall.
The earliest direct evidence of tool usage was found in Ethiopia within the Great Rift Valley, dating back to 2.5 million years ago. The earliest methods of stone tool making, known as the Oldowan industry, date back to at least 2.3 million years ago.
So, yeah, pretty much about that. Which is, well, quite interesting. And knowing that kind of comes you to think, wow, technology has been around for a while. We are lucky to have technology, guys. It did make our life easier and better and powerfuler. But here's one thing I will say. With great power comes great responsibility. Yes, I just use a quote from Spider-Man, but it's the truth. With great power comes great responsibility. And that includes and that applies to technology. So use technology well. If you use it for any other circumstances, therefore other people will not want you to continue to use technology for that use, but only to use it for the right ways and not the wrong ways. Where did modern technology start? In it's a revolution. The industrial revolution began in Great Britain. I did not know that actually. Sometimes when we podcast talk about something, we learn something new too. So it's a win-win for both of us. Well, how about that? You know? And many of the technological inventions were from British origin, or something like that. I can't remember how you pronounce that name. But it is so cool to know these things. Not only am I learning stuff, but you guys are learning stuff too. So it's a kind of like a win-win for both of us to learn things. I love technology. It's so fascinating to know when it started all the way to now, because I have used it throughout my life. I've used it in high school. I've used it to keep track of things. I even use it today. Like, I use technology to put an alarm on my phone to remind me to do things. Taking pictures, recording a video, doing YouTube, or right now, doing a podcast. Things like this is a use of technology. Playing video games, watching TV, watching shows is another use of using technology. When technology began, all the way to now, everything, like the phone in my hands, to the computer, to a switch, or to any console, TV, device, or anything that is technology, or has technology in it, it all started with an idea. It all started with an idea, and that idea progressed in life. So the first ever technology was its kind, and then it evolved up and up and up until we got our own cell phone, up and up and up until we got consoles, up and up and up until we got these new and improved things with technology. Technology has its own way of knowing what it has done or what it's doing right now. But knowing this, you can survive without technology, because technology, you don't need it. However, most people live and love the technology so much that they cannot live without it. However, for me, on the other hand, I can live without technology. We all can. It's really not that hard to do it. All I have to do is set it aside, don't use it, do other things like go play outside or do other stuff, go hang out with friends, play with friends, whatever you want to do that doesn't involve technology, go and do it. Because I'm pretty sure you have more fun with that than with technology. Also, another thing is, knowing this, technology can come a long way. It goes to SD cards, to USBs, to all of it. From the first ever USB to the first ever SD card, from it plugging into computers or any other devices that you may have lying around, or a console. And then technology keeps on going higher and higher and above until we get portable chargers, cords to charge things, Bluetooth earbuds, Bluetooth speakers. All these things happen with an idea. These things don't come naturally. I have in my left hand a portable charger. In my right hand, I have a Bluetooth earbuds in my other hand, in my right hand. And these two came with an idea. See? These two came with an idea. Someone had an idea, they made it. Someone decided like, oh, let's make a portable charger. Boom. Someone's like, let's make a charging cord that can go plug into the wall and into a phone. Boom. Someone's like, let's make a phone. Boom. Let's make Bluetooth earbuds. Boom. Let's make consoles. Boom. Let's make an SD card. Boom. Let's make a mouse. All these things have in common because they all have a technology side that can help each individual with their unique and stuff. Like a portable charger can charge a phone, watch, anything that involves a cord, a portable charger can charge. Anyways, knowing this, I all started with an idea, and from the first ever technology to the very first ever computer, phone, gaming console, portable charger, whatever the case is, technology has been and will continue to advance in lifetime. We are moving up, so is technology, and we are, some people think, well, technology is catching up to us. Let's try and not let technology catch up to us. We have to be the better version of ourselves and not let technology take over the world, which that will not happen. Knowing this, it can be hard and difficult, and I agree with that. But knowing this, you have something that it's worth valuable two things: to not only know how to do it, but to do something that, you know, could be or what could have been done. What technology has changed the most? Like I said, a lot of things. But one of them, top 10 that has changed the world, the wheel is, it's pretty hard to relegate that the wheel isn't one of the biggest energetic mobile the world has ever seen. Electric battery, although media, light bulb, yeah, light bulbs. Crazy, huh? It's crazy that light bulbs are one of them. Yeah. Like LED light bulbs that could change color with one light bulb. Transistors, the with, television, the computer, but yeah, some of these I don't even know, so I'll let you guys listen to it.
Wheel. It's pretty hard to argue that the wheel isn't one of the biggest engineering marvels the world has ever seen. Electricity. Automobile. Light bulb. Transistors. The refrigerator. Television. The computer.
So it's like that. Things like that are quite interesting. Like, automobile, light bulb, transistors, the refrigerator, and so on. It's insane of how much things have progressed from the beginning to now. Things will increase constantly from day to day, time to time, year to year. It will increase, and it will be known to know what has been done or will be done. And here is another thing of why is technology important, and you guys are gonna find out why. Here you go.
Technology has made it possible for people from all walks of life to have access to different resources. Further, technology is also being used to equip people who need a certain type of assistance to improve their quality of life and help them avail opportunities that would otherwise be inaccessible.
See? Things like that. So, that's why one thing, that's why, that's quite a few of the things that's there. That is why, that is some of the few things that technology is, something like that. That's one of the few things that technology is important, and that's why it's important, because people always ask, why is technology important? Those are some of the few things on why technology is important, because it can help us. Also, technology can unhelp us. Technology can draw us away from friendship, family, relationships, all different kinds of things. Also, technology can make us get into fights with our friends, family, and relationships. So that's why we always have to draw back on what we do with technology and use it for the right reasons and not use it for for the wrong reasons and to kind of draw it back and dial it back and not fully engage on all technology, because if you do, you will be so focused in it and loving it that you don't care about your friends, you don't care about anything in the world except for technology. And that's what the only thing you believe in. Believe in other things. Believe in your friends. Believe in your family. Believe in relationships with your friends, family, or loved ones. Whatever the case is, you know that things like this can happen and will happen. You know as well as I do that these things can become a reality to an SD card, phone, devices, consoles, portable charger, cords, or even my all-time favorite, Bluetooth earbuds and speaker. With these things, it couldn't be possible without an idea. Ideas come from those who believe within themselves and know and how they can make things possible and popular. With all these things, you decide that on what path you want to take. If you want to continue to live in the life of technology and believe them and love them a lot and not be out there in the world, go for it. But if you want to be out in the world with your friends and family, also you can go for that too. No one's stopping you. No one's telling you what you can or can't do. It's totally up to your choice, and then it's your choice to tell yourself what is right. Okay? So thank you guys so much for listening to this here episode of this podcast. If you guys want to listen to the other episodes, there's other episodes from episode 1 all the way to this episode, which is episode 71. So yeah, you get all of them, all different kinds of things, to technology, to science, to Pokemon, music, Minecraft, and others. So thank you guys so much for listening to this here episode. Listen to the other ones, they're great. Also, if you haven't subscribed to my podcast, go ahead and do it. And you can subscribe to other people's podcasts too. So I have 3 media, Instagram, YouTube, and Discord. YouTube channel is E-Stu Creativity. That is E-Stu Creativity. E-S-T-E-W Creativity. And Instagram is E-Stu21 or 22. That is E-Stu21 or 22. E-S-T-U-W-21 or 22. Or take out the letter U and put an E with the E-Stu. Discord is E-Stu21 hashtag 8371. That is E-Stu21 hashtag 8371. That is E-S-T-U-W, and that's the letter U, 21, hashtag 8371. And that's with a hashtag. Okay, hashtag is in the middle of 21 and 8371. So there you guys go. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to check out the other episodes, and don't forget to check out other people's podcasts, like such as Technology, Wow in the World, and so many more. as long with Pokemon Go. So, yep, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys on the flip side.